This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time to talk with Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, here about the Cowboys, all the storylines about them, how healthy are they, how do they match up with the Falcons. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. And a good afternoon, Nick. How the heck are you?
Doing well, guys. How are y'all?
Wonderful. Thank you. And there's so much to talk about here with you. Thanks for joining us. And we'll get to the matchups, but first things first, what's been your perspective this week on the D's Nuts saga?
Yeah, definitely an interesting one. I've questioned to use that phrase in the newspaper, and I've had to find AP-style D's Nuts over the course of this week, too. So my Google search thinks I'm all over the place this week.
Well, quite a story there, and quite a frustrating night, I think, for a lot of people. What do you think about Trayvon Diggs playing and, you know, how much more physical he was, where he is in his, you know, comeback from that injury?
Yeah, I honestly thought he did take a step forward in that game against the 49ers. I think he's still finding his way back, though. And Mike McCarthy even admitted that earlier in the week. He said it was fair to kind of assume that, you know, Trayvon is still trying to get his feet completely back under him and the comeback from that ACL injury that he suffered a year ago. But you definitely want to see the turnovers start to come back in Trayvon Diggs' repertoire. You know, we haven't seen that yet in the entire defensive outlook. Obviously, Deron Bland not being in the equation affects that as well. But Trayvon, you know, he got that big contract off the legs of having those double-digit interceptions back a few years ago. So you would like to see that turnover ability come back for Diggs. That's what makes him so special in this defense. And so I think whenever you start to see that come back, I think that's when everybody can kind of look around the room and be like, okay, I think Trayvon, what we saw before the injury, is now back too.
And what about his calf, though? This morning with the guys, Jerry said that it was a torn calf. Mike saying he had a pretty good little practice today and he'd be a game time decision. Do you think Trayvon will play Sunday?
Yeah, it's truly looking like a game time decision. Tomorrow's practice that they do on Saturdays before the team heads out to Atlanta, that'll be able to determine a lot. And then they'll work him out pregame and try to get an understanding of where he's at before the Atlanta game. But injury report just came out. It looks more like a laundry list. There's a lot of guys that are questionable and a couple of guys that are out. One of those is Deron Bland. So they need a presence at corner, and Trayvon Diggs is kind of their only hope there. So if he can't go, you're looking at a situation on the outside where you're maybe relying on Israel McQuamu or Andrew Booth or having to elevate a guy from the practice squad and either Josh Butler or Keymon Hall. It's definitely trying to get all the assets and into the middle and figuring out how to make it work if Trayvon can't go too.
Next man up, Keymon Hall, North Texas, Mean Green. Let's go, baby. Come on. It's your time. It's your time. Nick Harris with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You know, you mentioned the Diggs contract, and that was something where I was doing posts with Brian on Sunday. And, you know, we talk about the laundry list of things that we can criticize the team for and what's not going well. But they went ahead and they draft and develop, and they're all about, say, you know, bringing back and re-signing their own. You look at the guys they've given second and third contracts to. They're just not performing right now. And I wonder your take on that moving forward for the Cowboys, where these are players that they've identified as foundational pieces, and they're not really living up to their side of that.
Yeah, I think it's a circumstantial basis. I think if you look at the case of you know, Trayvon Diggs or Terrence Steele. Both of those guys have been, you know, coming off injuries the last couple of years. Granted, that contract was given to Terrence Steele after the injury. But you certainly look at that one. I think it's probably one that stands out when you bring up that statement there, Zach. But I think whenever you look at Dak, whenever you look at CD's case, it's still early for them as far as, you know, how much time they have left on their contracts and things of that nature. But I also think about the safety room and Malik Hooker, Donovan Wilson. You know, those are guys that have not performed well this season. Those are guys that the Cowboys have given second contracts to since they brought them in, brought them into the building. So it's definitely a situation where you would like to see those guys perform a little bit better. And you wonder how much hesitancy whenever these second and third contracts do start coming around again next offseason, that if there's any hesitancy from the front office to maybe pull triggers on some of those, especially with guys that have injury history. So, yeah, I think it's a fascinating case study, but I think it's pretty circumstantial too. I think you can look at each guy in a vacuum, understand what they've done or haven't done since those new contracts have been agreed to. And I think there's probably a trending line somewhere along the lines of that.
How surprised are you about the Bland return being so delayed?
Yeah, surprised. It had sounded like he was going to be, you know, trending in the right direction before that Lions game, before the bye week. And then that setback that he suffered on that Thursday right before the game, he went from being limited, and then DNP. And that's kind of what we've seen since. And so they're trying to slowly work him back into where he was right before that week. And I think honestly, they just sent him out a little too early. And fortunately they didn't have to use a roster spot all the way until this week, but if they can't get him onto the field next week against the Eagles, then that roster spot is starting to become, you know, a little bit of a liability as far as when they could have brought him back. So, yeah, I definitely surprised.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram here with you, talking Cowboys.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did I just lose my mic? You guys can hear me? I can't hear me. Check.
I got you. Hear you.
Are we on? Guys, can I get... Can anybody hear anything? Carter, can you hear me? You can hear me. Good. Okay, we cannot hear anything. All right, but we do have...
It's okay. We just lost our...
Oh, Nick, boom.
We're back. It's
Thank
back.
You.
Woo! We're back, baby. We're back.
That was wild. All righty.
I was maybe losing my mind a little bit.
I'm sorry, Nick. It's not you. It's us.
Okay, Nick, has Rico recovered from that nuclear grade fever that suddenly overcame him last weekend?
Yes, it is all good. He found the Tylenol bottle. He's working towards playing this week. He'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Okay, now, how about, do you think the Cowboys have a chance of stopping this Falcons defense with all these guys that are out? I think this might be one of those no-punt kind of days for the Dirty Birds.
You said Falcons defense. Did you mean Falcons offense, though?
Yeah, I guess. Yes, that's
okay,
what I meant. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted
Thank
to make
you.
Sure. Yeah,
no,
the Falcons offense has certainly got some playmakers. I mean, you look around the running game. We could start there. Obviously, the Cowboys have had their fair issues in defending the run, and it's a talented 1-2 punch in Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. It's going to put a lot of stress on those first two levels, specifically the linebacking core. You know, if you can dedicate a lot of resources in the secondary to stopping these guys through the air, which if you don't have Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland, that's only going to make it that much more difficult. But if you can dedicate some resources in the secondary to taking those guys out of the equation, then that can allow that linebacking core to really focus on just being able to stop the run. But the number one thing I am looking at going into this game, Kyle Pitts is having his best four-game stretch of his entire career since he started with the Falcons a few years back. And after the game that Donovan Wilson had against George Kittle a week ago, specifically in defending crossing patterns across the formation and you know, trying to account for speed across the middle with those big guys, Kyle Pitts does the same exact thing, but with a little bit longer strides, and that kind of translates into speed as well. So if early in the game Wilson is having struggles with those crossing patterns, trying to guard a guy like Kyle Pitts, or if Darnell Mooney, using his speed, is able to get across the field, I wonder if they rotate Wandale Thomas in earlier in the game than they did last week against the 49ers. I think that's definitely one thing to keep an eye on.
Dak was asked about running this week, and the stat is pretty crazy. I mean, Joe Flacco, who isn't even played the majority of the season, has got more rushing yards than he does.
And he's 50 years old.
Right. I mean, do you think that's something that is just no longer in Dak's repertoire that he just doesn't want to do, or is this even a team mandate? It seemed like Jerry on our station doesn't want him to do it.
Yeah, it's a fascinating look. And, you know, we were able to talk to Dak about that yesterday. And you even look at last season specifically, and he was using his legs so much more than he is this year. So it's not even really a situation of, like, you having to look back to college when he was this legit dual threat quarterback or even early in his career. You could just look back to 2023 and there's a clear difference. I think Dak can do a lot more. And it's not even necessarily rushing yards, but it's just escaping the pocket and getting outside of pressure and trying to extend the play a little bit. That's when the Cowboys were able to find a lot of success last year, was when Dak was going off script with his receivers and extending plays outside of, you know, that 2.3 threshold that they try to operate under. So I think he definitely needs to use it more for this offense to be a little bit more effective, especially given that, you know, you got two rookies up front, you got a regressing Zach Martin, you got a Terrence Steele that's still trying to figure things out. If Dak Prescott can escape pressure and extend plays, scrambling to his left or right, and that can help open up this offense so much more. So it's got to happen. You know, whether that's in his repertoire still or not, it's something that they need from him. You know, it's a big reason why his paycheck is going to be what it's going to be whenever it does kick in and he becomes the NFL's highest paid player.
Nick, does this feel like kind of the final straw for the offense? If they can't get going versus this Falcons defense, you have to feel like this is just, they're not going to be able to really get it going at all. Dak and Lamb are talking about being now finally on the same page. Something's clicked. I know Dak is bullish on this week's game plan, so it's like, and he's calling it a must win.
Yeah, it certainly is a must win. If you fall down and you go 3-5 with the Eagles and Texans on the horizon, then the Commanders, I mean, you're only looking at different challenges moving forward. But I do think whenever you bring that up, I think about the offensive line going up against an Atlanta defensive line that has only given that has only generated 6 sacks on the season coming into this week. If the offensive line cannot find consistency against that defensive line, it's a Matthew Judon who has just not found his rhythm with the Falcons yet. A Grady Jarrett that does not look like a Grady Jarrett, and then it's just kind of a names around those guys. They have not been able to find any sort of establishment in the pass rush game. If they are able to get home and get to Dak Prescott like other teams have against this offensive line, then yeah, I'm going to kind of throw my hands up at this offensive line and just be like, man, this is going to be a tough work in progress throughout the season. So I think that it would be more of an indictment against the O-line rather than the entire offense, just because I still have a lot of respect for some of those guys that they have in the secondary, guys like A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates.
Nick, I've seen a lot of spooky things over the last 24 hours. I don't think I've heard or seen anything as scary as Dak's new contract hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, for sure. And if the interceptions keep coming along, then that's only going to get scarier. But if he's able to find the rhythm that he found in the last 10 games last season, then maybe it's not as scary.
Let's go. I like that. That's a good note to end on, Nick. And enjoy the game and have a great weekend.
Yeah, appreciate it, fellas. Y'all have a great one.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram here. The G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, Krusty's Corners brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. We'll Krusty it up with you coming up next. The G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.